A daycare owner knows what it's like to be in the downward spiral towards foreclosure. Looming is the loss of a home Marlene Sylvester's family has lived in for 11 years, in part because her babysitting business is down.
Once you get down there, it's just hard to work yourself back up. Now I've got quite a few kids right now, you know, and doing okay, but most of them are part-time because of the fact that most of the people that I have, they're job hunting. They don't have jobs.
Sylvester also has large overdue medical bills, payday loans, and her husband's income dropped too. Once their home's adjustable mortgage rate jumped up beyond their ability to pay, they took the advice of a mortgage modifier and stopped making payments in March. Now they're in foreclosure.
So this coming January, if we don't get this taken care of, well, the house will be gone anyway, so we'd have to worry about it. But it would be over $1,700, and there's just no way that we can do a mortgage for $1,700.
Marlene Sylvester admits they may have waited too long to ask for help. And that's one of the biggest problems former mortgage banker Sherry Stabenow has discovered, too. She's now the foreclosure intervention coordinator for the Western Dairyland Agency.
These folks are pretty prideful, and it takes a lot to actually get to the point where they're going to pick up the phone and make the phone call. But once they do, I think they're pretty relieved, because what we can do for them is a lot of lender mediation. They don't have to call that lender. If they don't want to, they can put that on us.
Stabenow is not advising the Sylvesters, but has worked with 60 others since the free counseling service started in February. The goal is to lower monthly payments to 31% of gross income. The loan amount doesn't change, she says, but for a temporary time, the interest rate might, and loan length could be stretched out to 30 or more years.
Assuming then that after the 6 months or the 12 months or the 5 years, that their situation would be better and that they would be able to gradually go back to their original payment.
However, that won't work for some, and they'll face bankruptcy or a short sale where the home is sold for less than the mortgage and the borrower pays taxes on what's forgiven. Stabenow says there is plenty of fault to go around. Many she works with did not read the fine print when they signed the mortgage.
Oftentimes people can't even find their papers.
Still, a loan modification only works for those who have jobs. Morris Davis is an assistant professor of real estate and urban land economics at the Wisconsin School of Business. He and others have offered a Wisconsin foreclosure and unemployment relief plan to the federal government. It would add a housing voucher to unemployment insurance, ranging from $500 to $700 a month. That way, the unemployment check would not be eaten up by a mortgage payment.
You'd have to ask, is it worth $30 billion to save 500,000 households from foreclosure? Those are the numbers. If you want to prevent foreclosures, you have to help the unemployed.
But so far, Professor Davis says the expensive idea is falling on deaf ears in Washington.
We can't seem to find anyone that will listen.
Meanwhile, Sherry Stabenow says look for big changes in mortgage rules.
We're going back to the days of lending that our parents went through. They had to have 20% down. Their credit scores had to be a certain amount, and we're going back to that.
For Marlene Sylvester and her husband, they'll know in the next few weeks if they get to keep their home. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.